Watch, Jets' Aaron Rodgers blasts ESPN media for trying to cancel him over Jimmy Kimmel comment. By Warner Todd Houston on January 9, 2024. Aaron Rodgers has once again waded into the controversy over his comments about NBC late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel and the list of individuals who supposedly visited Jeffrey Epstein's pedo island. In his latest appearance on the Pat McAfee show, Rodgers blasted the uproar in the media over his comment and accused ESPN and the rest of the media of trying to cancel him instead of investigating the alleged crimes of pedophilia rumored to have gone on at Epstein's infamous island retreat. Rodgers initially made the comment on McAfee's show late in December, when he was speaking about the possible existence of a list of names of the rich and famous who may have visited Epstein's island and how many powerful people hope that list is never released. "There's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, really hoping that doesn't come out," Rodgers said at the time. Days after he made this offhanded comment, Kimmel blasted Rodgers and even threatened to sue him. McAfee himself even apologized for his part in Rodgers' slam on Kimmel. But on Tuesday, Rodgers defended himself over the comment, hinting that in no way did he call Kimmel a pedophile, and pointed the finger at the media for making too much about the comment. In particular, Rodgers torched ESPN senior vice president of production Mike Foss, who came out and criticized Rodgers over the slam on Kimmel and said Rodgers made a dumb and factually inaccurate joke about Jimmy Kimmel that should never have happened. "I don't understand the Mike Foss comment, and he didn't help out either," Rodgers told McAfee during the January 9 broadcast. "Mike, you're not helping. I just read earlier exactly what I said," Rodgers added accusingly. "This is the game plan of the media. This is what they do. They try and cancel. It's not just me. It's nowhere near just me. You look at all the different people who have been censored from the internet, especially during COVID, the canceling that went on. The censorship, using the government to try and censor people. And if that doesn't work, they go to name-calling," Rodgers continued. "I mentioned all the names that I've been called, and they don't stick because I'm not anti-vax," the NFL star added. "I'm interested in informed consent and things that are in the best interest of my body. I'm not a MAGA. I've never had any affiliation with anybody associated with that movement, which is okay if you are, though. There's different opinions all over the place. If that's your ideology, that's fine. I'm not a super political person. Do whatever you want. Conspiracy theorist? That's fine. Because if you're looking at the track record of conspiracy theorists in the last few years, they've been right about a lot of things," Rodgers concluded. He also had one more jab for Kimmel. "I'm glad that Jimmy is not on the list. I really am. I don't think he's the P-word, pedophile. I think it's impressive that a man who went to Arizona State and has 10 joke writers can read off a prompter," Rodgers snarked. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.